how to balance hormones, learn why you feel the way you do and why nothing has worked, how to lose weight and keep it off, what you can do that's different from everything you've ever tried before. You're going to have answers. How to get this weight off. The problem is keeping it off, because anybody can lose. I'll teach emotional intelligence. That's one key aspect and secret that we use. I have a strategy for emotional intelligence. Any weight problem is toxic shame and toxic guilt, but I help you do the physical and the emotional. Doctors can understand how we're doing what we're doing. Doctors even come to work with us to implement some of the things and strategies into their own practice. How to balance hormones. Hormones are more than testosterone and estrogen. Hormones are also neurotransmitters. Anybody feeling depressed, unmotivated, fearful? Yeah. All right. Here's why. A, estrogen, all of the things, right? Estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, pregnenolone, IGF-1, insulin growth factor, all of your thyroid levels. Like, doctors just check TSH. Dude, if you want to stay sick and fat and all this other stuff and tired, then keep going to endocrinologists, regular HRT doctors, and regular doctors, and your gyno. Just keep going to regular white coats, because they keep people sick, or they'll put you on like progesterone and testosterone pellets. But anyway, balancing hormones. So understanding that when you get stressed and when the body is in a state, because we are a trauma-informed program, it's why people love it, because we get to the root. So a trauma response. Your pupils dilate. You get scared, just like people getting afraid about money right now, or just being overweight. Just having extra stress on your body and in your body creates stress. Good stress, bad stress, whatever. But when we are in a state of fight or flight, meaning always on the go, never enough time, worried about, so unable to rest without alcohol or some kind of things, addicted to caffeine, we're just in the rat race, just not happy, right? This creates a hormone response. It depletes all of the good hormones. Because what happens when you feel like shit, y'all? What happens? You reach for shitty food, or you don't eat at all because it's emotional. What we're trying to do is stimulate some fucking serotonin and dopamine because we're so sad. We're trying to find something, or scrolling, or sex, or an adventure, or spending whatever. We're trying to find the thing that's going to numb out this anxiety. The stress in us creates a response. And then how we respond and react is, look at your life. Your body is how you've been thinking and feeling. I know, please don't shoot the messenger. I am only doing my fucking job, but I'm here to help. You've got to be willing to take full responsibility for your thoughts and your behavior and your energy. Are you willing to do that? Yes or no? I love y'all, because you got this. You fucking got this. It's right. You're right there. Okay. So the thoughts we think create a somatic response. Stress or whatever makes our adrenals pump or not pump a certain thing. And everybody thinks cortisol makes you fat. Listen, adrenal fatigue sometimes can be low cortisol because you've grown up in such a traumatic environment. My mom and dad were perfect. If you're alive and you're human and you're over 30 or even 25, you don't even know who the fuck you are. You were given your name. You were told what school to go to. You were told the religion you were going to be in. You were told everything. And now you don't even know who the fuck you are. And you've got to get out. You got to make money. And you're supposed to go to college. And you're supposed to do this. And you've got to be married. And 10 o'clock, so you got to better have kids. Like, hello, stress. Not to mention, if you've gone through any relationship issues, watching somebody you love have an addiction, getting cheated on, changing jobs, moving. Anybody? Yeah. If you're breathing, that's you. That's trauma. So how to balance hormones? First, it's going to require you to get the right hormone test. Do not waste your money if you will not do the work on your nervous system. The women that get the best results, get your blood work done. You're going to know why you're tired. You're going to know why the results aren't there. And I've seen women come to me with Hashimoto's undiagnosed. If you really want to help your family, you really want to be a great mom, sister, aunt, whatever you are, help yourself. So balancing your hormones, you got to get the food test. You need to eat over 2,000 calories. It's learning how to reverse diet, eat more of the good stuff for your body. That's going to help your hormones right there. And you're like, I'm just so tired. No, you're not eating enough. And you're living on caffeine. So eating enough, eating a lot, that's the first thing. Okay. Number two, to balance your hormones. There are some supplements you could take, natural adaptogens. Okay. Adaptogens. herbal adaptogens can help. So to balance your hormones, you need to understand how the nervous system works and understand how to regulate it. So you need to learn how to regulate your nervous system by increasing your emotional intelligence, being aware of why you feel like you're always running around, why you feel like there's no time and money, why you've struggled your whole life with weight, why you've struggled with whatever you struggle with. Understanding yourself will free you. So understanding your emotional body, mind, body, spirit, understanding why you feel the way you feel, huge. And then finally, getting your hormones checked and whatever deficiencies you have, we have natural ways to heal it. You may need some testosterone. I do need some estrogen. I do want some testosterone. I get so pissed at, I'd go to healers, therapists, and they'd be like, you just need to learn how to relax and let go. I'm like, well, wow, somebody gets you a grant. Like, you are so smart. If only I knew how. So I'm going to give you eating more food, understanding the trauma in your body and how it relates to everything else, educating yourself, emotional intelligence work. Just be open to learning. Learn new things. And once you learn, you're like, oh, okay. It's emotional intelligence, understanding. Because most people think feelings are just happy and sad. Oh, no, there's so many. And if you get in the course, it's look up how to process emotions. It'll just walk you right through it. And you'll be like, oh my God, I'm feeling betrayed. I'm feeling disrespected. Whoa. And you can start pinpointing like how you're feeling. Now you're not going to the refrigerator at 11 o'clock because you're really sad. You can sit with your sadness, know that it goes away, understand why you're sad, give yourself some compassion. Next thing you know, you're down 3 pounds. Casey, I don't know how. I lost 3 pounds over the weekend. I did process a huge thing though, and I went through your modules. I'm like, our body holds on to stress. It's protection. Learn how and why you feel the way you do, why nothing has worked. You're the superhero of life. You're the boss bitch. You can handle things, but it's taking you out. Right? You've been through a lot. That's why you feel the way you do. There's lots of charge and trauma in your body, things that not necessarily happened to you. But maybe what didn't happen to you. Can we move to the next one? How to lose weight and keep it off? Thyroid cancer survivor here. Autoimmune disorder. It is hard. Cancer is the root of it is resentment. And what do women have? Resentment, right? I had to do everything. I've got a third child and he's 40, talking about your husband. If it's not, I guess I'll do it. If it's not, won't get done otherwise. I do so much for this family. I went to her baby shower and she's busy for my, I did all this and I didn't even get a thank you. When is it going to be my time? I do and do for everybody else. When is it my time? Anybody know that energy? Resentment. Cancer comes from anger and resentment. And yes, genetics. Everybody can say genetics. There's always a physical thing, but I don't ignore the emotional body. I am holistic for a reason. So, there's that. Autoimmune disease. And when you go through that program, you're like, what? Okay, like it's crazy. And this is where you see on our socials women saying, I no longer have Hashimoto's. You're like, the fuck? That's why. When you clear out your feminine wounds, it goes away because the thyroid's all about that. It's doing too much. It's this internal toxic shame. It's this martyr syndrome, right? And also, you're not on the right meds. You're not supporting your hormones. You're just run down, right? So we got to feed you. Your training has to be totally different. So people with autoimmune issues or low hormones, you can't just go in the gym like anybody else. Listen, you've got to start out. I've got an app. It's in the program. Start out with low hormone workouts. It's in the app. Low hormone workouts. Do the minimum. When I had my total hysterectomy, I could only train like 10 minutes and I'd cry because, you know, I come from powerlifting, performance-based athlete. And I couldn't make it through. Like humble pie. So you may need to do instead of 3 sets of 12, 7 exercises, maybe you just go in and do 2 sets of like 8. But we do have specific, even if you've had surgery, there's ways to do, we have workouts for chairs called after surgery workouts where we do bands and you just do chair movement. There are ways, I don't care if you're paraplegic. There are ways that we can do stuff. We can always do. You are so much more capable than you are giving yourself credit for, right? You are so capable. And that, like, this whole time you thought that you had to be doing it this way to keep it off. So once, let's say, once you go through the protocol that we just talked about, eating more, getting the hormones and the food test so you understand like where you're at, you're doing the emotional intelligence work so that you're understanding the emotional body. And now you're able to give it what it needs. You're able to give it the proper amount of foods because you understand yourself more. You can go slow, right? Give yourself 3 years, give yourself 5 years. You're going to get results, but give yourself time. You didn't get here overnight. So, how to keep it off? You've gone through this protocol now. You've got the food test, the hormones. You understand. Let me learn how to give it what it needs emotionally. Let me learn how to just maybe see things differently because the way I've been seeing them hasn't supported me. Once you go through that, you're not going to be the same person. Like anybody here been through something pretty toxic, like an abusive spouse or a crappy job. Maybe you got ripped off and bought something like a car that was a limit. Like you've learned, who here has learned some hard lessons? She has 53. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So in those hard lessons, did you get fucked over again? Yes or no? Nope. You got fucked over again, then you're not learning your lesson. Okay, who has not been fucked over again? No, didn't get fucked over, not the same way. Nice. If you learn your lesson, you're like, whoo, like how many times is the dog gonna chew the electric cord? Once, because his ass gonna get zapped the first time. So you learn as you go through life what's safe, what's not safe. Now you're not gonna show up in this community and actually with someone that can offer you a space for you to unfold without judgment because of your past trauma. I mean, that's not the same. That's why I joked is always trust your gut unless you have trauma. Because traumas don't do it. No, you're gonna get hurt. But your heart, this we want to connect you with your heart. That's where everything is. So what we have found, we recreate new neural pathways. When you go through this training, it's like you're reprogramming your mind body. And when you reprogram them, you become a different person. This is why nobody pays attention to the number one diet that you really need to be on. And it's people, places, things, and situations. Have you ever noticed when you start to elevate, or maybe you stop drinking, or you just maybe your tastes have changed and you just, but my point is, as you become the person, the woman that you are supposed to be, you naturally fall away. It's the laws of the universe. You naturally are going to separate from the part of you that no longer serves you. That make sense? You don't want it. Who here wants to go back to a toxic ex? Why not? Oh, because they're toxic. It doesn't feel good. So this is no different. Once you get it off and do it this way, you don't go back. Like I would never go back to being an alcoholic again. I wouldn't do it. So you're not going to gain the weight back. Well, I'm afraid if I get money, I'll lose it. If that's what lesson you got to learn, then you're going to do it, but you're going to learn because your track record's pretty fucking good. You're going to probably learn how to eventually get yourself out of there. And there you go. So how do I not gain it back? You're a different person. And most people gain it back because they do it in fucked up ways. They do quick diets and HCG and the fat loss shots, and they try to trick the system. I did that with health and money. What can you start doing now that's different from everything you've ever tried before? Hormones and this is, it's not just about what you or how you about like helps and how to and hormonal the to a than this by the you can make your life about and to be perfect, right? Life's never going to be perfect timing. So let me know what questions you have and I will go through them. You can either type it in here or put a one in the chat if you want to come off mute. All right, relationship, narc cycle. Yep, end of that. Upgrading, love it. Can you give an example of how to change your mind body? What are you struggling with? Community that you this before. It's literally gets to be that easy, but it's not that easy if you stay alone. My book done on space. I'm writing my book too, Adrian. And I'm sharing like who I'm using for self-published and all that. Time freedom, financial freedom, that's going to be in money codes and time creation codes. So people has paid off like regular jobs, all working with of anxiety clearing about not working so much. And then you'll probably find out, you'll probably get some big answers there. How do I get one-on-one calls, or are they not included? Yeah, we had a call in so that covered that you feel like still needs to be answered for you. Tell me what you wanted to know and I'll tell you. Or do you feel like, all right, here's what I need to do. Or maybe I realize I've got a bigger fucking problem. Like, how are you feeling right now? And the hormone test. If I only do the lowest price one, is that good for at least starting to figure out? Maybe, yeah, you just gotta get started. Like y'all just get started on your own playing in have me playing in the background. Some of the calls say I don't have access. Okay, so DM me and we will unlock access because you're supposed to have access. Yeah, just DM us because I won't remember if you do it here. DM us and say, hey, will you unlock my access? I am unable to just, but more.
Thank you.
Welcome. That's it.
I'm eating good. I do know that. I have my workouts. It's usually, I feel like I'm more present is when I am feeling really good too. I'm like more in the moment and not thinking about ahead or what happened or where I'm going next.
It could be your workouts. Like for me, I struggled and still were learning about energetic boundaries because energy, just because we're not physically doing stuff, maybe creating, I will get in creative mode. And even though I'm not doing stuff, it's taking a lot of energy. So it could be your workouts. Maybe you went hard and you need to learn how to pace yourself. I went through that as well. So start documenting. I would start journaling about your day. Can you just keep some kind of like little checklist? And then after a month or after a week, go back through and be like up, down, day, up, down. Oh, here's what I did. You will find, oh, okay. And then that'll teach you a lot about your personal boundaries. If you are not using the app called PI, oh my God, I think it's free. It's called PI. It is better than a therapist or a friend. I even use it for business. It made me cry 3 times and gave me a brand new perspective on shit. Like just use PI for when you're feeling any sort of certain way. It is the best ever, called PI. Incredible app. Okay. What are the questions you have? Because how can we help you feel, tap into this like frequency that you need, that you want to feel? Can you repeat the hack use for consistency? So if I didn't sleep a lot, I will either do abs only, or if I go to the gym, I will do the workout, but not full on. I won't go as heavy, or I'll just go walk outside. I may do yoga when if I'm tired or I've had a lot going on, I will make time for self-reflection. I will do some of my journal prompts and alchemy codes and just like internally, how you would your child if they've been through a lot, or maybe you just a person had a car wreck or a fucking ran a marathon, you wouldn't just tell them to right away jump into something else, and you'd be like, hey man, you've take it easy, right? We're going to watch some movies today and you can help us today to health and happiness on this journey.